Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Appears as if things have improved internationally in economic terms, and that has helped the Irish economy's prospects for the next 2 years. GDP, which had been declining here, will remain buoyant this year and next, according to the ESRI's quarterly assessment. Unemployment is expected to decline to a near record low of 4%, and net inward migration will enable the economy to continue to grow. However, the current rate of house construction will not be enough to meet demand. Dr. Conor O'Toole is Associate Research Professor with the ESRI and is on the line. Good morning, Conor. While we're waiting for Conor, let me just read you another story I saw in the Irish Times. That Dublin is waiting for Taylor Swift, that is, in case you've been living under a rock. But does the Swift lift really add up to £150 million? This is a question that Laura Slattery asks as Taylor Swift arrives from London to Dublin. Recent headlines were claiming the consumer spending prompted by Taylor Swift's three-night stint at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin this weekend could result in a nine-digit economic shift. Swift lift. But is the American superstar really poised to add $150 million boost to the economy? Laura asks. Maybe I could ask Conor O'Toole that. Hey, Conor, do you think it will? I'm kidding. You don't need to answer that. Conor.
Good morning, Joe.
Let's go back to GDP and modified domestic demand. They'll remain at a decent pace this year and next.
Yeah, we're expecting the Irish economy to grow reasonably well, pretty robustly both this year and next. You know, coming through two main factors, the domestic economy is growing relatively well. You know, it's households are seeing some degree of an increase in their real incomes because inflation is coming down quicker than we had expected it to. And the international environment is a little bit more benign than we had expected. You know, the US economy in particular is growing at a faster pace than we expected. So Irish economy is expected to grow reasonably well this year and keep that momentum into next year.
Now, consumption is back on an upward trend. Does this mean that it would be unwise for the government to have a giveaway budget in the autumn?
Yeah, so obviously household spending has been fluctuating quite a bit around the pandemic when there was the restrictions and the shutdowns. Then it kind of rebounded once the economy reopened again. And since then, it had been growing quite strongly because households had built up some savings and they were using those savings to kind of consume goods and services. Then we had that inflation spike the past couple of years, really high inflation rates that squeezed incomes, made consumption drop off a little bit relative to where it was. But now with that income kick, we are expecting to see consumption come back this year and next. You know, I guess when you're thinking about where the economy is, it's domestically, you know, very strong labour market. Unemployment rate is extremely low. You know, we're at full employment. In that sense, the economy really doesn't need any stimulus. You know, it's growing reasonably well on its own. So certainly restraint in fiscal policy terms is really what we'd be suggesting.
Now, I was noticing your assessment of the savings ratio, as in the amount of money we set aside with respect to our income, it's continuing to rise. So we're not drawing down our savings after lockdowns, which other countries have been doing.
Yeah, so the savings ratio has been quite an interesting indicator from our side. It rose hugely during the pandemic, you know, up to nearly a third, and it's been coming down ever since that. But it's still well above its long-term historical level, which is about 10%. So suggesting that households still do have some firepower in terms of their savings that they can use to spend. We are expecting over the next couple of years for it to come back down towards those more normal levels, you know, in and around 10%.
Okay. And inflation, you think, will be fairly normal this year and next?
Yeah. So obviously, the past couple of years, we've seen those really high, really elevated inflation rates. You know, it was over 6% last year, higher the year before. You know, thankfully, we are seeing that those inflationary pressures abate. You know, we're expecting inflation to be just over 2% this year and around 2% next year, so back towards more normal levels. What's driving that? Well, obviously the big one is the drop in electricity prices that's feeding through to households, and that's kind of pulling down the inflation rate.
Now, housing is the big worry. You don't expect us to be building near enough homes to meet the rising demand and the rising population.
Yeah, I think look, we for many, many years now, I think there's been a broad-based consensus that housing supply hasn't been sufficient to meet the structural demand from new households forming every single year. We're expecting, you know, housing completions to come in at around 33,000 this year, which is kind of similar to where it was last year. You know, given the new estimates that are out there from, say, the Housing Commission and other commentators, you know, that still would be less than the housing, the structural demand for new housing units. So I think we still have a way to go in terms of the supply side.
And what kind of number do you guys think should be built to meet demand? Are you talking about 50,000 a year?
Well, there's estimates that research that's going to be released by my colleagues sometime next week. So I wouldn't like to preempt that. But if you look across the range of research, you know, the Housing Commission have come out of numbers kind of in that territory that you're talking about there. So, you know, if you're using that as a benchmark, I think that's probably a wise figure to have in our heads.
All right. Thanks to Conor. That's Dr. Conor O'Toole from the ESRI. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.